Welcome back to I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. I'm looking at a familiar face over here who's actually getting set to speak. He's just got to make sure he goes to the right one. He doesn't want to take over the wrong classroom here. It is our good friend Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, who has been down here. This is your second day, big guy, enjoying talking to media types, hanging out with egg folk, and you're doing just fine.
Well, thank you. It's a privilege and honor to be down here, and I'm grateful. I think what people might not know about this meeting is that session we have tomorrow, that the speed dating thing. That's on
Bleakle. Oh, my good Lord. They got their own book. Did you get the book? It's called Trade Talk.
Yeah, that's the Bible right there. That's got a lot of good
bits
in there.
And last year, I believe Mick Kerr set the record. I don't know how many actual books. I think it's closer to I probably do. Looks like there's 113 booths. Mick Kerr did 37 interviews yesterday. Last year. I got to 25 and pretty much lost my voice. So I'm like, Mick, I got down, did the worship sign, and he galloped off into the sunset.
The legend lives. The legend lives.
Oh, my goodness. So you're going to be talking marketing this afternoon, but this is actually more of a roundtable, so it isn't so much you standing up there pontificating for like a half hour. It's you giving a little speech, and then a lot of people get a chance to ask you questions from the media types.
Yeah, I think they're going to ask. They have about some key subjects we want to talk about and touch on, and then we go from there. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff going on in Russia, Ukraine, Gaza, Israel, wherever else they're fighting in the world. We have our own fights here in America. And then we got the weather in South America. We have interest rates moving. We got Jay Powell. Stock markets had a 700-point rally the last few days.
It's crazy.
The only problem we'll have is not having enough time.
Yeah. Well, it's almost hard for you. I mean, obviously, you do, trading for a living and marketing for a living, and you go to an event like this where I'd like to say you're away from your phone, but you weren't away from your phone.
No.
But then the big stuff happens when you're gone.
I did make sure this morning when I woke up I had no positions on and I could be of clear head and mind and not be emotional, because we work with people who are dealing with big bushels. We're in the bushel business, as we say, and of course the farmer's going to be emotional about their bushels, and of course they're going to be, for lack of a better word, upset or disappointed that corn went down. But you have to remember why corn went down. It's because we grew too much or we didn't sell enough. It's one or the other. It can't be both ways. We can't have a short crop, huge demand, and low price. That's not going to happen.
What is the most common question that you get? Because you get a chance to visit with a lot of folks in your week. What's the most the interesting thing or the most often question asked of you?
Well, that's a great question. A month ago it would be, should I store corn or beans? I have room for storage. Which one should I sell? Obviously, that depends. I work with farmers in North Dakota, Iowa, and we work with farmers all over. I live in Indiana. I live in Fargo. Should I store? Should I sell? They want to talk to me about cash flow and before the they want to talk to me about cash flow and for the end of the year. And then if they're complaining about owing taxes, they have a different problem, right?
Right.
And they have to be very careful now, because you could either be making 5% or paying 10%. Now, that calmed down a little bit this week. It's more you'll be paying 9% or making 4.5%. Interest rates calmed down the last 14 days. But they're not going away, and the economy's hot. It's, I think overall, though, my friend, if a farmer has the bushels, no matter what state, where they live, politically, who wins the election, who cares, in the sense that if they have the bushels, the farmer will be okay. So we're in the bushel business. And I think of those 113 people in that other room. Those are some serious, serious people who are in the bushel business, and you guys are very serious people about reporting on the bushels and the crop, and you do a great job.
I appreciate that. Well, it's all over the board. It's the USDA. I think my first two interviews are with two different people from the EPA, which obviously affects our business quite a bit, but I'm not quite sure I'm going to be going through the whole process of getting ready for that interview tonight. But we're also going to be visiting with the NRCS, and we've got some of the trade secretary. I did hear that Vilsack is going to be in person here tomorrow.
Is that right?
Yeah, normally the last couple of years he had actually been through video, but I was actually talking to the sound equipment people earlier today, and they said, they told me, and I know they're supposed to, but they told me that they are preparing for Secretary Vilsack to actually be here for the first time in like 3 or 4 years. Oh, actually, it wasn't the
A lot's changed since COVID. It is great to see the people out. It's great to see yourselves. I drove from Indiana. You all drove from Fargo. There's a lot of people who are happy to be here. We're all happy to. I've met a lot of new people. I mean, my life's changed a lot in the last few years as far as what I'm doing in media and what we're getting ready to do. But Yeah, it's fun. There's a good group of people here.
I won't say any more than you've got some exciting stuff coming in the near future, too, and we'll let the folks know what that is. But you're always moving and shaking. You've always got something going on. Yeah. That's a good thing. All right, we're just about out of time. So let me ask you this. For folks that are looking for some marketing help, how do they get a hold of you?
Give us a call, 1-800-664-4383. Go to Advanced Trading's website. Click on Tommy Grisafi. Just had a future client call from North Dakota, was listening to your show, and they actually listen to you and call. So I hope we can help
very
more
cool.
people. Thank you, Eric.
Yep, thank you, sir. Going to be looking forward to your speech coming up here in a little bit. We got a whole host of things to talk about the rest of the week here at Trade Talk and also at the NEFB convention, the 80th year here in Kansas City. We'll take a break. More Farm Talk coming up in just a moment.